Thanks for joining us on the Hire a Hero, Hire a Vet podcast. The next several podcasts are designed to tell the story of Orion Talent, who we are, where we came from, and what the future holds. Orion has been a leader in military recruitment since 1991. In 2016, we began delivering the precision of our highly successful talent acquisition processes to a wider marketplace. Orion Talent, formerly Orion International, now helps businesses acquire skilled professionals and optimize recruitment processes in addition to hiring motivated, well-matched military candidates. As I mentioned before, we want to take a moment to share the history of Orion's, so our first guest is Bill Lachlan. Bill is a U.S. Naval Academy graduate who also served as a Navy officer recruiter. After separating from the Navy, Bill found a civilian career with a military recruiting firm. It wasn't long before he became dissatisfied with the way that that company operated, so he decided to team up with Jim Tully, Randy Nelson, Bill Gull, and Will Gates to establish a new recruiting firm, Orion International. If you have any questions about this podcast or ideas for a future podcast, please send me an email at podcast@oriontalent.com.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's nice to be here, Megan.
Yeah, definitely excited to have you because I know you know a little bit about what's going on with all of the rebranding within Orion, Novotis, and we're going live with all of that next week. So it's exciting. And I had a couple of other podcasts with Corey and Mike to talk about where we see ourselves now in the future. But I thought we can't talk about the future of Orion without talking about how we got here. So I thought you'd be the perfect person to interview.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to help out.
Good. So before we get started talking about Orion, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I won't go way back, but, you know, I'll start with college. I went to the Naval Academy, and from there I selected aviation, and I was a P-3 pilot, and hence the name Orion. That's the Hunter. That's the name of the airplane that I flew in the Navy.
Cool.
I spent three deployments flying out of Brunswick, Maine, and when I was done with that, I had a short term in recruiting out in Portland, Oregon, when I was waiting to go to flight school, and there was an opportunity. At that time, they had every recruiting district had an airplane, so I was from the Pittsburgh area, and I requested and got Navy recruiting in Pittsburgh, so I covered pretty much Western Pennsylvania, a little West Virginia, a little bit of Ohio. And that's where actually I met one of our future partners at Orion, Randy Nelson. He was a submarine officer, and he got recruiting duty in Pittsburgh as well. I was in charge of general officer programs, and Randy was in charge of enlisted programs there. And when we got there, we were, I think, 41 out of 41 as far as recruiting both officer and on the enlisted side. So it was actually the worst recruiting district in the United States.
Oh, no.
And I think, which was probably good for us because it really made us work hard and really kind of made us what we were today, you know, pretty good recruiters. We went into a very difficult area and we did well. And I ended up going on. I was getting on the Navy and I got recruited by Admiral Borda come down to Washington, D.C. He was the chief of Navy personnel at the time to be his aide. And I had a stint there and got out. And actually, the timing worked out that both Randy and I got out of the Navy at about the same time. And we ended up sharing an apartment working at a competitor, actually, in military recruiting for about a year and a half. We just had we left our families and his in New York, mine in Pennsylvania, and we was 100% commissioned. We just went for it, and again, we did well, and decided that we didn't really like kind of the format they had. We didn't like we were treated either, so we decided to make a change and start our own thing with three other guys. It was probably, I don't know, I think they went on a stop loss. Desert Storm had just started, and they went on a stop loss like 3 days after we started this brand new business of military recruiting. So I'm like, oh my gosh, where are we going to get candidates? You know, the military won't let them out. But fortunately, There was still, that was just, Army was on the stop loss, Navy was, and Marine, which were other two key areas, not so much on the Air Force side, but they were still letting people out. And so it did give us the ability to kind of catch up to competition at that point, since not only did we not have candidates, no one else did either. So it kind of leveled the playing field a little bit, and that's how we got Orion started.
Very cool. So one thing that you mentioned was that you didn't really like the format and kind of the way that the business was run at the competitor that you worked for. So what was it that you had in mind, that you and Randy and the other founders had in mind when you decided to start Orion? What did you want to be different about that?
Well, I think they had pretty much, it was, military recruiting was still kind of new. There had been some, probably one of the older ones was Cameron Brooks. They had been recruiting for a number of years, and they were the standard. They were giving guys like 20 interviews or whatever, but they had an exclusivity where you couldn't talk to anybody else. And they were very controlling, and they didn't really treat their candidates that well. And I think the mentality of, since they were successful, of the group we went to, they were kind of the same mentality. Like, we got to do it the way Cameron does, and we got to really push the candidates not to talk to anybody else. And I don't know, it just wasn't an environment that I felt comfortable with. And, you know, I think, first of all, I love the talent we have, you know, that's in the military, and I think they should be treated with respect. And we just decided, hey, you know, I think let's just do it different. So we broke off, you know, we were very successful there. We were kind of in the top two or three recruiters out of the 120 that we were with our competitor. But still, it wasn't worth it. It really wasn't worth
exactly. Yeah, no, that makes sense completely. So when you were at the competitors, and you mentioned, you know, a few of them by name, but had they been around for very long? Because I know you mentioned that you were able to kind of catch up to speed because none of you had candidates. So how long had they been around at this time when you started Orion?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a small world. So anyways, the people we were working with were Lucas Associates, and Sean Bradley was actually our manager at the time in Atlanta. So they ended up being, I think they're number two and three now in the world of recruiting. But they had been around, Lucas had been around for a long time. They had started a military division maybe 3 or 4 years prior to us getting there. And, of course, Sean Bradley, he left after basically his whole office left. And he ended up founding Bradley Morris about, I'm going to say about 2 years later.
Got it. Very cool. So what about after Orion? Where did you, when did you kind of decide, you know, well, I guess before we even talk about after, we didn't talk too much about your career path here, because I know at one point you were, you know, recruiter, but then moved up through the ranks to be the president. So maybe talk a little bit about that and then your departure from Orion.
Okay. Well, when we came in, I was at Lucas, I was the only candidate recruiter. I had, you know, four account reps, and when we broke off, there was two that went to the West Coast, and one of the account reps tried to be a candidate recruiter, but wasn't very successful, and he ended up leaving about, I don't know, about 9 months after we started. So I basically had four account reps I was trying to feed with candidates, and that, you know, it was okay at first, worked hard, and then fortunately, our first hire was Mike Starich, who was just an incredible candidate recruiter, and I think between us, we were able to handle most of the clients and get a pretty good clientele going with the business. So the early years, it was a lot of work, and again, I was very fortunate to have Mike Starich join us on the candidate recruiting side, because he just hit the deck running and did a really good job.
Yeah, for sure. So what about, I guess, your progression then through Orion? So you were the president. How long did you serve as president of Orion?
Well, I'm trying to think back, but, you know, kind of we had a, over time, we lost a couple new, you know, a couple other partners. So it really came down to, I think, Jim Tully, Randy Nelson, and I, and we got the point that Jim wanted to go on and do some other things, so we bought out his shares. Randy had gone in NSTAR Global Services to start it. There was like the big recession. I mean, after, you know, 9/11, oh my God, it was bloody. It was just the economy was tanking, and it was at that point we said, look, we have too many people and not enough business going on, so we kind of changed the way that we paid people, because at that point, prior to that, we were just more, you know, there wasn't a commission, or it was more of a bonus structure as opposed to commission, so we had a lot of heads to pay and not really much money coming in, so it was, we were pulling money out of the banks, we were taking loans, we were pretty much living, just getting by enough to pay people, and even that, we had to take out of our own pockets to make it happen, so that was at the time that we kind of divided up, and like I said, Randy took over NSTAR Global Services, Jim left, I think it was around 2005 when that happened, so it really, maybe even before that, maybe 2003, so I think, yeah, that's how it was, maybe 2003, then by 2007 or 8 is when we went out to private equity to, you know, try to, I think we kind of got to the point where we felt the business was leveled out and we needed additional money to kind of help grow it. So we made the decision to go ahead and seek that. And that's when the company got transitioned over to Center Partners as at least the majority share within the business.
Got it. So what about your career after Orion? What have you been up to since?
Well, I think like in Orion, we probably, you know, we started a number of businesses kind of going along with that. I think, I don't know, 8 or 9 businesses we started. But so when I left, I was probably a bum for, you know, a year. saw the continents.
I had to take a break.
Yeah, saw the continents, saw, you know, visited all the states. You know, I traveled a lot, and then since then I started 2 other businesses. One didn't work out too well. The other one's doing, you know, pretty good and growing. And I also helped out with probably about 4 or 5 merger and acquisition, you know, helping some people I knew buy and sell some businesses as well. So
very cool. So you're very familiar with mergers and acquisitions, so I'm sure you're very interested in what's kind of been going on with Orion over the past year and a half or so.
Oh, well, yeah, I follow, obviously, I'm on the board of directors, so I'm in all the board meetings, but I've learned a lot. I think, you know, Randy had a very good background in accounting. I never had a financial course in my life, so I had to read a lot of books to kind of figure out how to do things, and then certainly Center Partners, a lot of really bright people there, and I think, you know, that's the other reason we went out. I think we've grown it as far as I could. I think I recognized I had some shortcomings when it came to, I didn't understand the whole, you know, bigger world of finance, to being able to, you know, buy and sell companies. And I learned a lot, you know, in the last 10 years.
Yeah, definitely. So when, just looking back, what you talked about kind of how you guys wanted to make Orion different. So what was the most fulfilling part about starting Orion?
You know, it's always about helping veterans. To me, even when I was recruiting at the Navy, I knew I was getting out anyways, so it wasn't like you're doing it just for promotions or money or whatever. To me, it was always, I'm actually going to work and I'm helping somebody. And there was, I've always found great satisfaction in being able to affect someone's life and career in a very positive manner. So to me, I think I'm fortunate that it can pay very well when you're good at it, but more important, I really enjoy what I do. And I think, you know, with respect to our competition even, I think what has happened in the last, since we started Orion, and it goes with Lucas and Bradley Morris, really changed the way people look at veterans. Before then, it was terrible. It was terrible. You could, I remember sending out 100 resumes and no one contacted me except the CIA, you know. So now look at it. I think if a military guy puts their resume online or whatever, they got a lot of interest pretty quick. So
Do you think
the way people think about veterans.
Yeah, I mean, just in your personal opinion, do you think that that has something to do with just the changing of times, or do you think it has something to do with maybe businesses being a little bit more, I guess, maybe particular about their qualifications and thinking a veteran wouldn't fit in here because they've been in the military, they don't have, A, B, and C of these requirements, or do you think it's something else?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think, first of all, looking back, because I entered the service in the mid-70s, I think the quality of people entering the service has certainly gone up. It's become a lot more popular. Certainly wasn't a real popular place in the 60s and 70s. So you have better quality coming in, better vetting of the people that, are coming in. And I think the other thing, too, back then it was more like, oh, we should hire them because they're a veteran. And now it's like, it's not like poor veteran. It's like, wow, these guys are really good. And they are. They have great training. And I think when we went to start Orion, it's like, people are like, oh, how do you start a business? I'm like, well, it doesn't have to be anything original. You just got to find something maybe better than the competition. And to me, veterans in general, there's good ones and bad ones, but on average, they're just tougher morally, mentally, and physically than other candidates out there, and they just tend to do better in business. And I think probably the best thing we ever got was from Jack Welch. Got a little note from him, and it says, "Love the product." And they had done their own research and found that the veterans that they hired, they got promoted faster and they stayed longer. It's like, that's
Yeah.
exactly what we want.
You're right. There definitely, I think, seems to be more of a business case these days instead of just, for patriotic reasons. Not that that's bad, but it seems to be that there's more of a business case, and veteran employment has definitely declined, especially for post 9/11 veterans. So I have no doubt that it's with all the help that they're getting, not only from Orion, but with all the different assistance that's available to veterans after they leave active duty now.
Yeah, it's actually really good. I sat on the Department of Labor for Vets Advisory Board up in Washington, D.C. for 4 years. And, it was always, like I said, I think changing the mentality there was like, look, they're not just poor vets. These are really bright people. And if you sell them that way, companies will buy them. And they have. I think they've kind of changed a bit. But I still get upset when I see that, oh, hey, the veteran unemployment rate is so high, and it's like, it's really not, and they actually know that. It's actually, there's one category, I think it's 18 to 24, that might be higher than the national average, but that's because, guys got the GI Bill and they're going to
Yeah.
college. So.
Yeah, for sure. So you mentioned some of the challenges with, the recessions and the economic downturn. So are there any other challenges that stand out to you, either, at the beginning of days of Orion or just with your time here overall?
Well, I think that, obviously when you start a business, it's crazy, and you don't know if it's going to work or not. I think we were maybe hardened because we came in, we were 100% commission when we originally started, which was a bigger jump. I had three kids, and so did Randy. So starting a business with three kids and no income coming in after you've had a nice paycheck coming out of the military that was the big jump. So starting our own business, we kind of knew it. We knew we were good at it. I think we had confidence we could make it work. But the biggest challenge is always, when you go through a recessionary time, it's tough. I mean, we're selling people, and when companies aren't, they're laying people off, it's tough to, get them to buy the military. The good thing about veterans is we place them in all sorts of industries. So, at any given time, there might be one industry down, but another one is growing, and we're able to divert the talent into a different industry. I think, it's amazing the number of companies, I think it's like over 3,000, probably more than that at this point, that we've placed people in.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think with the industry, fluctuation is definitely a big thing to consider because there's always someone that's, booming and then someone that's not. And it always kind of goes around. But having those different skill sets from the military that fit so well into a variety of industries definitely helps with our business for sure. So what about a story maybe that stands out to you from your early days with Orion? It could be something funny, rewarding, just a specific memory maybe that stands out to you.
Man, there is so many. When you deal with so many different people, and all the funny ones are probably too embarrassing. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I think, you know, when you're – obviously conferences are very stressful. You know, I think probably most of the ones that are funny are the ones that just came out of a conference where people, you know, are working on very little sleep. You know, you've got a variety of people that you've never met a lot of times are showing up, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And then, you know, the things that are asked in interviews and the answers the candidates give, you know, you just shake your head. And, you know, you just – I don't think there's a conference you didn't go back and do a little self-evaluation or take a look at what happened and not have a dozen, like, funny stories of people just doing really wild things in an interview. So –
yeah, and being in a people business, I'm sure you can, I mean, you can attest to this. It's just, there's only so much you can do, and then the rest is out of your hands. And so it definitely makes for a lot of funny stories.
Oh, absolutely. And just different things will happen. They just happen. You got to react to them. But, you know, I think the other thing, too, is obviously we're dealing with a good group of people that are pretty much, I mean, they're putting it out there. You know, in the military, it's nice to talk to them and find out what people did. You find out a lot about, you know, what our military does. It's very educational in that way. But the people that go in the military, there's some pretty intense people. And, yeah, once again, you know, I think I've worked and placed like 10 Olympians. I mean, think about
that. Oh,
wow. I mean, these people were in the military, but they also had gone into the Olympic Games. And, you know, they've got – good stories. You learn a lot from them, and that's just a small section. There's other people that have done just tremendous areas in things other than sports. It's nice to have been able to have met them at some point, and I still have a lot of fond memories of all the people that I placed.
Yeah, for sure. So looking back at Orion's business and now our current business with the acquisition of Novotis and all the new things that we're moving on to, what accomplishment or milestone has been most impressive or even surprising to you?
Well, I just got a message this past week that Orion placed their 40,000th placement on the contingent side. To me, I'm like, wow, that, you think about it, 40,000 people, and that's not including – we had a Military Stars job fairs that we're running, I think, about 50 a year. All the people we placed there aren't even in that numbers. But even out of that numbers, you figure of all the people we talked to that came to conferences that we gave guidance to, you know, at some point in their career, we may not have placed them, but at some, I believe we maybe influenced them in a positive way as far as getting their employment. I can't help but think we've probably touched and affected, if we've made 40,000 placements, at least 1 million service members. So that's pretty, you know, from my perspective, I'm like, I couldn't be prouder that we've been able to do something positive. We've been able to get veterans better jobs than they might have got on their own. And
yeah, for sure.
I think that's something we should be proud of.
It seems like such a big number, even for someone like me who's been with the company for almost 5 years, but I'm sure for you looking back, it has an entirely different meaning and impact, and is just rewarding on another level because you were there from the beginning. So I'm sure way back when you never thought that, you know, it would have gone this far and the things that we're now doing. So I'm sure that's just really rewarding to see.
It is. And it's not just 40,000 service members. It's 40,000 service members' families, too, you know, spouses and kids and everything else. You know, we're not just selling a product. We're selling a different, you know, a piece of the life that's going to, you know, it really is life changing. So yeah, I think, for sure. If you look at the amount that we're doing and the effect it has on people, again, I think you can't help but be proud of what Orion has accomplished.
Yes, for sure. Is there anything else that you would like to share about military recruiting or even just the impact that veterans can have on organizations?
Yeah, I think I think Orion is definitely on the right track. Again, I sit on the board of directors. I think it has flattened out a little bit. I think, you know, there's people are aware. You know, we've kind of got the awareness out there of military people. But the company has never just sat and done the one thing. We keep on trying to expand in new areas. With the acquisition of Novotis, it just, you keep on changing the dynamics. Not everything we do will work, but you can't help but try and look for new ways to make it a better organization. And then also, how else can we make this more positive? I think we've never shied away from trying things. We, like mm-hmm. I said, we started a number of businesses. Not all of them were successful, but I would certainly not want to work for a place that's not at least trying, you know. And though you may have some failures, the breakthrough will come through. It will. It's just a matter of continue to try and put different pieces together, and eventually you'll reach success. The company is currently doing is far different than what it was when we started. There's, you know, back then there was no such thing as like the internet. I mean, it was,
mm-hmm.
we had a, I think it was a year and we got a dial-up AOL modem and people started having electronic resumes. It was all paper resumes when we started. So the world's changed and Orion has accepted challenge and has continued to change, and I think it's done so in a manner faster than anybody else. I think we've been the leaders, and the people follow what we've done once they see our success. So I think
mm-hmm.
as long as we keep that mindset, the business will continue to evolve and grow, which is very positive.
Yes, definitely. Well, I can't tell you how great it's been to get some insight from you on, you know, the past and the evolution of Orion, especially from someone that's been here from the beginning. So I can't thank you enough for being on with me today. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No, I just I appreciate the interview, and I, like I said, there's a fondness in my heart for everyone that works for Orion, and I appreciate their efforts and sacrifices because I think more often than any other business I've seen, I think people have kind of gone out and done things that weren't about the money, but were about doing the right things. And they, and again, they're sensitive to the fact that they're changing someone's lives. And, for that, I couldn't be happier to be associated, continue associated with the organization as it moves forward. So thank you very much for the podcast.
Yes, very good. Well, thank you, Bill.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.